Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I saw people debating this, and I thought to myself, man, people will really debate anything. When you have a layover at an airport, does that count as a visit to that state? Like, if you were like, you know, there's like always one of those things where it's like, click every, you know, count every thing you've ever, state you've ever been to. And then you're supposed to put your number like 13, 15. Can you count ones where you had layovers?
No, not at all.
Hannah, you had a layover when we just traveled. Where was it?
Yeah, I actually had a layover in Dallas. And it's funny. I'm going to sound like a hypocrite. I know.
Because now you feel like you've been to Dallas.
But when I was in the airport, I was like, man, I think I really like Dallas. Because the airport was really nice. And I had great Chick-fil-A. And all the people were cool. And I was like, you know what? I think I might vibe with Dallas.
Dallas. You've been there. You could tell. I lived in Dallas.
But I wouldn't consider that I've stayed there.
Okay.
Or seen it.
I first off thought this question was stupid and ridiculous. No, you cannot say that. But now that Hannah said that, I lived in Dallas. And Dallas as a city is exactly like the airport.
No. Give me a break. As someone that travels a lot and I want to do 50 states in like until I'm, what is it? 50 under 50 or 50, whatever that is.
I want to visit all 50 states, right?
by the time you're 50.
But in your case, you got to do 52.
Yeah.
I was confused on why you said 50 for 50.
AB and Hannah think there's 52 states for
right.
some reason.
There is not a chance that me having a layover would count as going to that state.
How long do you got to go?
Anything. A couple hours, I think.
Oh, hours? So yeah. what do you have to... Because my layover
was a couple hours.
Okay, so this is what people... I think this is why the argument is made of you can't really experience everything the city offers in a couple of hours. So how could you say you've... What's the difference when you just land? Say Hannah goes to one thing in Dallas. She goes to Reunion Tower. And that's like a big building in Dallas. I'm sure you knew because you're at the airport. And... But does that mean she's experienced Dallas? Does she know where, like, you know, JFK
well,
was shot?
Well, you leave the airport, I feel like it counts as visiting.
Just leave it
and
go?
I keep thinking, I'm going to my cousin's wedding in Mississippi in a couple months, and we're going to go to New Orleans for the day. And I've never been to Louisiana. If I go to New Orleans for the day, that counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for the day counts.
Yeah, you go a couple hours.
Well, what about?
I'll check it off my list. I think this is a stupid argument, but Hannah's saying that stuff like Dallas Airport, DFW Airport is very like it does give a good vibe. When you go to Denver's airport, I feel like it's very Denver-y. When you go to I've been to New Orleans, it is very New Orleans-y.
So you think that airports are reflective?
They're kind of. I never thought of that way until you did. I don't.
You know
think it
what?
Counts.
I hate it. I hate Chicago O'Hare Airport, and I don't like Chicago. So.
Yeah, it's not Chicago. It's okay. Chicago O'Hare is not where people fly into Chicago. I'm originally from Chicago.
Yeah, that's not where people fly.
You go to Midway. Yeah, like if you fly into O'Hare, it's because you're like either you have a layover.
There's only weird flights going into there.
Yeah, like O'Hare's like a super busy airport for like other like international flights. But like you don't.
Does it count?
Home Alone too.
If you so you have the layover. Say your layover's a couple of hours. What if you leave the airport, go see something, and come back?
One thing.
I kind of think do that one counts.
Yeah. Where does it count?
I feel like if I went to Dallas, love Dallas. If I went there and I left to go get Whataburger, I would say I went to Dallas.
See, now I'm...
See, I don't think I'd count that.
See, that doesn't count. I know the rules. They're so
hard. What if I sat there for 2 hours in Whataburger?
Because would it count if you're driving through the state?
No. No.
That's a great question, too. So if you drove through...
There's a lot of states I've driven through. I don't count that as I've been there.
What do you got to do in the state, though?
Something.
Something? But like, see, like, it can't just be eating. Like, what if you eat something that's very specific to
the state?
That state? Like Whataburger for Texas.
I don't know.
All right, we don't. This is a conversation that really I thought was going to be really simple. Duh, no. But now we got more complicated as it unfolded, and we have less answers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.